What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Come on.
Look who we have here. What'd I tell you?
That was crazy.
I told you. That's the best theme song I've ever heard.
Oh, no, stop. I'm serious. It is a trip. It literally is a trip. I am in space right now.
That was great. Welcome. And you guys out there, you're in for a treat. Jem, you were about to say.
We are in for a treat. We have a very special human beside us.
We do.
Someone who I've grown to love a lot in the last year.
As do I.
And I'm really happy to have in space with us. Welcome, everybody, Giancarlo Scanella.
I'm so happy that I'm here. Wow, you know that Jem, as she was clapping? To my luck, of course. Like, my luck, she closed her eyes.
When you went to extend your hand.
So you have a shot of me here? Like, with my hand fully extended? Good. For like 4 seconds. I'm like...
No, but I
take a screenshot and make that the meme.
I love that.
But listen, you are a ripping musician, singer, and writer, amazing actor, activist, a real estate mogul. Okay. My new candidate for mayor of Hialeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Steve, I love you, Steve. No, I'm not coming for you, brother.
Hey, you can work together. No. But for real, everything that you do is artistic and it's wonderful.
Thanks.
And all the artistic mediums and in business, which even just recently we've been around you, I've learned a lot about that. Mm-hmm. So I think you have a lot of amazing things to offer our listeners today.
Agreed.
Including your face. So
absolutely.
Enjoy all
nice
of it.
Nice to look at for those of you who are looking.
I love both of you so much. And I'm not just saying this because I'm here, all right? But like...
Yeah, you are.
No, I really am not because... I respect both of you so much. I'm such big fans of both of you, like on a human level and on a professional level, that like, you know, I think the people around you are everything.
Mm.
And when I think of the life that like, you know, what I'm grateful for or whatnot, I find myself saying that you are two people that I want to hang out with more and more and more and have more in my life, because I really do love y'all on so many levels.
Aww.
So I'm really happy to be here for sure.
Yay.
Seal the airlock.
Wow.
We're not letting him out.
Well, that was a great episode, guys. Thank you so much
all
for being with
bye.
Us. So, okay. So let's trail it back a little, because it's so funny. I was actually talking to Em this morning and I'm like, you know, it's crazy that we've been lucky to have and form these relationships with people that perhaps we got to know on a human level before we got to know on a professional level, like with you. So when
we're so different though,
like it's so different,
and it's so important,
it's so cool,
because you know, like in this business, like
exactly
you bump into a lot of people,
yeah,
like you coincide with a lot of people, but like I felt how that affected like the way I had to check myself, because we've been in this business for like so long. I've been in it since I was a kid practically,
yeah,
and This is like you're super tight with a group of musicians and you go on tour and it's every day together and then all of a sudden it stops. Mm-hmm. Or like you're on a TV show, yeah. You're like meeting these people that become your family, your friends, and like you become so attached to them and then it stops.
Yeah.
You know, so like it's like this.
That's so true.
It's a pattern that if you don't check yourself, you're like, where are my friends and who are my friends that really like are constant in my life, you know? Mm. It's not just come and go for great moments, but have been there for the ride.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's also like, quality over quantity too,
for
right?
For sure, sure. So like meeting people on a personal level mm-hmm. in this business
is rare.
It's yeah. not common. Yeah. But when it happens, it's so different.
It's so special.
It is special.
So my point exactly, which you actually started to touch upon, was I started to get to know you on a professional level a lot more when we started talking about you coming on the podcast, and I started to research you like for real.
For sure.
So for those of us who are just getting to know you for the first time, mm-hmm. tell me how you started and why. How did you get into the business?
Yeah.
I got into the business because my dad loved writing songs. He was like, his business was he was the president of the Hispanic U.S. Foundation of Inventors.
Wow.
Crazy. So like yeah. he has like 12 patents.
Wow. That's why you're always trying to like invent stuff.
God, no wonder crazy. His beard is so good.
Crazy. Yeah, I'm sure.
What? Just remember that when I met him the other
the
day.
Beard.
No,
I was like,
just
what's the beard
he have? Would have 12 patents.
Of course, he has 12 patents. Of course, his beard is that good.
That's so random.
That was very random.
But I don't know. That
I'm still trying to make
impression.
The correlation between the beard.
I just feel like a man of genius would
of
carry
course.
A beard like that.
Only a genius okay. has like a solid beard. So.
Oh no.
No, but no. But listen, my childhood, the rafts that we would like float in the beach, they were completely different to like everyone else's. Like ours had like a built-in goggle system to see if
wow.
we can look through. So I saw my dad doing prototypes, and it was a very creative world, despite how like not creative he comes off as, or like it's kind of like it's crazy.
He works in silence.
It's crazy. So it really pushed, like, I think that gave us honestly the ability to like reimagine things.
Mm.
He always told us that it's sometimes innovation is renovation. Como like the el ganchito de pelo, you know, someone decided to come and put glitter on it and put, you know, like some right. crystal balls on it and stuff like that, and then they just rebranded it, and you know
where Velcro came from?
It already
from?
Existed.
Sorry to interrupt.
No,
you.
I didn't know. I don't know where Velcro
a
came from.
A guy was walking his poodle, and he would always get those little pinchitos, those things that when you walk through some grass get stuck to your socks, you know,
like
that kind
of needle
thing. Yeah.
Right. And he was like, what the hell? He couldn't get them off his dog. So he cut a little piece of hair off and looked at it under a microscope, one of them that had the little ball attached. And he realized that the tiny little espinitas had hooks, and that the hooks were going around the curly hair of the poodle, AKA the two sides of the Velcro, the soft one that's more like the hair, and the one that sticks to it and hooks on it. That's
wow.
That's how Velcro was invented.
That's a fascinating, well, you know. I mean, but that's a pretty crazy story.
Brilliant.
Anyway,
that's
so you're saying.
A pretty crazy story. Yeah, just imagine this guy like seeing this under a microscope and like saying, Velcro.
Like, that
guy's a genius. That guy had a beard.
Yeah.
That guy had a solid beard. 1,000%. Yes. Oh,
what's
my God.
The equivalent for women? Like
by
a
By the
nice
way, these are all
bush?
Available to you. You can use any of these buttons. Oh, God.
Babe, does a woman have to have like a nice juicy bush?
Okay. Wow. Oh, you know what? I do believe that bush confidence is a thing.
Bush confidence.
And I feel like you have to be like pretty evolved in your confidence as a woman to have bush confidence. I'm super into bush confidence.
I'm into bush confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
I'm into bush confidence.
So yeah, you're good. You're good. Like you're for it.
I'm happy if you're happy.
Oh, got it. Gotcha. Got it. I got it. Okay.
I like my grass mowed.
I got it.
Gotcha.
Anyway, inventing.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
for sure.
I'm referring more to the principle behind it. You know, like the intention.
Of course. Of course.
No. So your dad was an inventor.
So yes, my dad was an inventor.
Yeah.
But that kind of, I feel like it kind of, when I go, I have this little thing that I do that when I go in somewhere, I'm like, how would I, like, I appreciate the way, because I go to a restaurant, like really we're inside someone's brain, if you think about it. Someone came up with this. This wasn't always like, you know, what it is. Like, someone had to dream this up. It was an idea. I became obsessed with seeing an idea come to life. I think that's what made me fall in love with music, besides the connection that it gave me to him, because he loved writing songs. Just the thought of, like, a thought becoming, you know, something on paper, that, you know, bringing, how do you interpret that into music, like through an instrument, putting a progression to it that matches the feeling that's on those words, that those words like stemmed from. It's an idea that comes to life. And then, like, as you learn more and more about every, all the other parallels that come with it, with time and being in this business, it's just an idea after an idea after an idea after an idea that becomes this big, you know, project. So I think that it stems, you know, after I've been able to analyze, like, all the reasons why music is so important to me and why I love it, I think it stems that initially it was about my relationship with my dad.
Wow.
And the way that you grew up. So what was your first gig? Was it a musical gig? Was it a tampon commercial? What was it?
I love that your mind went there.
And so quickly, right?
So quickly, she impresses not even thinking me. About it. Like, if they were the same thing.
Yeah.
Every December 16th, my family does a party in the house. Like, it's like, it's what we call La Víspera de San Lázaro, but at the same time, it's my parents' wedding anniversary. Mm-hmm. All right. So on December 16th, like, they do this big celebration. Everybody comes, like, family, even from out of town.
We were there.
I know.
Oh, okay. I'm like, are you getting to that?
I'm like, I think
you
forget.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
we ruined it. We spoiled it.
Delete that. Go back.
But that's like a lot. Like, some people know this. A lot of people don't. That is where I start. That's where I sang the first time. On December 16th, I was like 6, 7 years old, and I told my parents that I wanted to sing at the next, like, San Lázaro party.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, all right, have you learned a few songs? Well, you can sing it.
Did they know you sang? Yeah, right?
No, like, they knew that I liked it. Like, there's videos with me, like, 2 years old, like, holding a spoon and pretending to sing.
Yeah, so, that's epic.
Like, they knew that I liked it. So I said, I want to do this. Like, all right. So my mom took me to Ricky Records, like, some place that sold, like, CDs and music and whatnot. And she got me this tape, and that's what we had at the house. Like, we had a tape player.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, yo, the sides and all that shit, and just on repeat, I learned the songs, and it came December 16th. I slept the day before, like, the on the 15th, I slept in the little suit that my mom had got me. I was pumped. I was pumped. It was my
How
moment.
Old did you say you were?
I was like 6, 7 years old. And she's like, no, me quiero quitar.
He's like, I was 20.
No, me lo quiero quitar. So,
that's so cute.
So, yeah, so that's the day that it started for me. I sang in that party, and then credit to my dad and credit to my mom. We didn't know anyone in the music business. So my dad, when he would find out that a neighbor was going to throw a party, he'd take me to the house, okay? Mm-hmm. 3 houses down from ours. He'd take me to the house, and he's like, mira, mi hijo canta, y tiene una canción ahí para cantar, te tiro otro, y si te gusta, sé que vas a hacer una fiesta el sábado para que canten tu fiesta.
Wow.
And I would go to
sing
the living room
of
Juanito, you know, in a tank top with a beer belly, some shorts, and some, you know, some tennis shoes on.
Aelia, love it.
And what's it called? And I'd sing, you know, with the little fan that was like, shh.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I'd sing in the living room I'd basically, like, audition. I'd sing for this dude. And then they're like, all right, cool, yeah, oye, sí, canta la fiesta. And I literally went from backyard to backyard. I sang in every single backyard of my neighborhood.
Oh my God.
And that's how, you know, I started, you know, como decimos, cogiendo cancha, and, like, just singing different
and
genres
practicing.
And different and practicing, and like with people. Sometimes you'd be singing for like 4 people.
Would,
like,
they pay you
people.
Or was just
I think the first time, like, they paid us like $5 or $10 or something,
I
like,
love
something like that.
That.
Yeah. And then and literally, I remember being at a, imagina, the first, like, festival. So, like, it's crazy. The first festival that we sang in, they had turned us down the year before. Like, because what the hell? Who are you? No, you're not going to sing here. So First, my dad wrote a song called Celebrando Tus 15. And he tracked down a guy that was a party planner. And he tracked down the guy of a radio station. I remember we would park outside of the radio station because he wanted to get the song played and give a phone number.
Yeah.
You know, and we would park outside this radio station all the time. Hasta que my dad met the security, they knew the programmer.
What an icon.
Wow. Crazy. Your dad
got them to play the song. They gave us like a piece of it.
Celebrando 15.
They gave my phone, the phone number, and this party planner calls us. And then my dad says, put them in the party packages to sing. Offer them as part of the party package.
So smart.
Yeah. So I started doing 15s all over Miami.
Wow. Like double. Every good Miami musician started at 15's.
Two on Friday, two on Saturday.
Everybody. Wow. Do you get that when you walk around? They're like, you played my 15.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Sabes
my parents get that too.
Yeah, yeah. No, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, it's true.
And she's holding a baby. And she's like with a stroller. Like crazy. I love that. I love that. Every time it reminds me of like that moment where like, yo, yes, we were like knocking on doors and doing everything. Like, but wow. Honestly, I never felt, not once did I feel in that entire process that we were struggling or that we were like, that was so fun to me. Mm. Like, it was like, you know, oh, I want to get out there. I want to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was something that we enjoyed.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that. Your dad is...
My dad.
And what about your brother during all this?
Crazy. And my brother, you know, my brother didn't, honestly, he was my little brother. And the relationship between my brother and I is special. Mm. All my siblings and I, it's just special. But like Jason and I, you know, I've met people that haven't met me and they're like, wait, are you Jason's brother? Bro, I already love you because of how much he loves you.
Aww.
And they've said the same thing to my brother.
That's so, you know, sweet.
Where like people are like, wait, you're Giancarlo's brother? Bro, my God, that guy loves you, bro. I feel like I love you. So it's something special for sure.
So the 15s, how did it pop off from the 15s?
Well, the 15s popped off because we then, like, I remember us getting a call from a place called MK Travels at the time because they were doing a cruise to Dominican Republic that was about quinceañeras. Right. And they said that they had done a survey, like offering different artists, and that, you know, Carlos Canela like was popping up in these surveys and popping up and popping up. And they were like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So then I guess locally, you know, all those parties and whatnot, yeah, and then the magazine and the salons that this guy had, and, you know, however, you know, in that moment, like, I guess things were just, like, word of mouth.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it was, word of mouth. And we get on, we do the 15s, and then I find myself for the first time leaving Miami to sing. And, like, I had this residency in Dominican Republic with these 15s things. And that took us to a festival. There was a festival. This was the one that I was telling you that they didn't let us into.
How old were you in the DR moment?
In the DR moment, I was probably, like, you know, I was like 16.
Oh, wow. So some time passed. It took...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It took a lot of parties on the streets, a lot of those backyard parties. It took us like trying to get into festivals where like the first time that we got into this festival was because my dad... Bro. There was two blocks.
The freaking dad.
No, my dad was... My dad is a G. My dad is a G. Two blocks from where we lived, there was a limousine. Like a guy had a limousine parked outside his house. So bro, and my dad, I don't know if he asked the guy for it, prestado, or I don't know what he did.
The
but
limousine?
He got the limousine.
No way.
What a G.
He told my cousins, okay? He told my cousins can, you know, fact check the story.
Yeah.
He told my cousins that he would print out like a headshot of me, pictures of me, and he would give it to my cousins. He'd be like, tú te vas a parar en la parte de atrás de este escenario y cuando la limusina llegue y tu primo se baje, ustedes van a gritar como si no lo han visto.
Oh my God.
Y la que más grite se lleva el premio. Like, so,
wow.
Literally, we park in the back.
This is a movie. You need to make a movie about this.
Wow. Crazy. We park in the back of this stage, and I all I remember is that the guy comes up, like the security, he's like, oh, ¿quién es? And then my dad goes, Giancarlo Canela. And then he's like, ¿quién es Giancarlo Canela? And then my dad goes, él es súper famoso en Canadá. That's what he told me.
Oh my God.
In my mind, I'm like, Canada, I've never been to Canada.
Ecuador, Canada.
I've never even been there, Canada. And yo, they bought it. Like, they saw my cousin screaming. They saw the limousine and everything.
Crazy.
And they're like, entra. And like, we literally got in.
Oh my God.
Eventually, they let us sing in the stage, and they liked the performance, and they kept letting us come back. And like, years later, in that stage, in that festival, there were some TV producers that saw me sing, and then they asked me if I knew how to act, and that's when the whole TV came to
and this whole, did you wow. when did you Crazy. Ditch the karaoke machine, or you were still singing to tracks at this point?
No, when I started doing banquet halls.
I'm saying, like, you didn't have musicians at, or you were,
no, like, when we went from backyard to banquet hall, there was still no musicians.
Yeah.
Still no musicians. There was one pianist.
Ooh.
His name was Luis. And he was, in paz descanse, he was an alcoholic.
Oh.
So he was just always
drunk.
Always drunk. No. So imagine, like, I'm there singing, and Luis is like,
no, falling off. Bro, no, don't
crazy,
fall
bro. Like, Luis, my dad would go to bed and be like, Luis, te dije que no tomaras en este party, Dios mío.
Oh, no.
Like, en este party.
Poor guy,
Louis.
Damn, bro.
Anyway, okay, so that's amazing.
So that's how I got into TV. And then, you know, TV just opened up, you know, a crazy, crazy, I mean, never did we expect it, but that's how, like, I didn't want to do TV. I didn't want to give up music to do TV.
Mm.
So my dad said, listen, he wants to do his music. So they put a room, there was a room with a piano in it,
mm-hmm.
and they would let me. While I was doing the first shows, they would let me take my breaks and go, like, on my breaks, go to the room and create and do music.
Because
that's what I did with my boy. Like that's what my boys and I did. We would live in a studio.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, lived in a studio.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember what my other friends were doing, or, like, you know, I know they'd go out a ton or whatnot, but, like, even for basketball games in the leagues that I would play, I would always get to the second half because I was taking a piano class, or I was taking but I love sports. So I was just doing that.
I love basketball.
You know that M plays basketball.
Yeah, basketball is my sport.
Me too.
That's her sport.
We can ball whenever you want.
Well.
Whenever.
I don't know if that's going to be fair right now, because I'm out of shape, 5 feet, and you have literal scars on your hands from
right
how
now,
you play basketball. So if
basketball.
That's any indication of how that match is going to go, we could keep it
his
to a
hand
game
is like
horse.
All screwed up.
We could play a good
horse.
No.
This doesn't usually happen to me, though. This is the floor that I was playing on.
It's the floor's fault. Right.
You play point or guard?
Point guard usually, or, like, depending on who I'm playing with, I'll drop to forward.
Forward, shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm a power forward. Imagine. Anyway. Okay, wow. When you started to get into the TV world and also music, and maybe you can speak a little bit about this, I feel like ultimately music can be as creative as you want, right? Like, you can start with a blank canvas and create your world. But with TV, you have to, like, fit into certain roles or kind of, like, put yourself in a different mindset. How do you differentiate, or what do you think is the biggest difference and the biggest comparison between something like acting and music?
Mm.
Like, how do you connect your creativity to acting?
That's such a, I mean, I think the phrase that sums it up, and it's actually how I identify it now after, like, so many years, like, doing this and, you know, living of it, you know, is storytelling. Like, I'm a storyteller. That's what I've identified as. That's what I identify as. But, like, when I'm doing music, at the same time as, like, I'm preparing for a role or going to, like, tell something, there's introspection that goes into both. Like, it takes a look inside, or it takes you to sit with yourself, and, like, that I feel both of them have that in common, you know?
Mm.
I mean, the difference is that even though they're both storytelling, I feel like in one, because I'm more of the Meisner technique, and Meisner says that great acting is not acting, and that it's not about putting on masks, but it's about peeling off layers.
Mm.
Right? Because in our DNA, we have the ability to be anyone. We're one choice away. if you think about it, it's one so choice true. Away always.
Ooh, I have chills.
From being a completely different version of ourselves. Mm. Or one circumstance away from hitting a certain trigger or whatnot and a version of ourselves coming out that, you know, that...
Or losing somebody or gaining somebody.
Correct. I mean, just literally a one circumstance and one choice away from being someone completely different. So acting, it allows me to channel certain versions of myself or like sculpt certain versions of myself that and express those versions of myself in a way that music doesn't.
Yeah.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You've been making art a long time. It's clear from the stories that you're not afraid of the evolution. It continues to change.
Yeah.
We're privileged enough, which I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that you're making music right now. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's working on some really freaking really cool, epic really epic projects. Music right now that probably sounds different than everything before it. And I'm really excited
We're
about it.
We're so lucky.
Yeah,
we're so lucky to have had the sneak peek.
Oh my God, yes! But
I'm lucky to have you because you're a part of it.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
You're a part of it, so
I hope so. And I have some ideas. We'll talk later because I want to put a mic and record myself twerking and then make that like somehow in the song.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't got no ass to make claps, but I can
say,
shake these bones.
I don't
bones.
Think they'll
I'll
be
shake
noise.
These rattle these bones.
Noise you will make. Noise you will make.
Anyway, what if anything can you share us about some of the projects that you have coming up?
1,000%.
And you know,
well, we sat in a car.
Yeah, okay? We did.
We sat in a car and we talked about a lot of amazing things.
It's true.
All right. And and we heard this album that I'm working on, and I'm really like I'm in love with it. I'm in love with the journey that it represents for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because besides being extra incentivized, because it's a fusion that I feel does bring like a unique sound to, you know, but it's again the equivalence of renovation, you know, innovation being renovation, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, and then everything that it means culturally, everything that, you know, and the journeys that, like, one of my favorite things about making music is the sense of community that it creates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Think about it. Like, not just the creation process of it, but when you're in front of an audience that is feeling that music, sometimes just as much or more than you mm-hmm. are. And they're singing every single word, and the synchronicity that music creates, no other art can create. No.
And you're creating with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're creating together.
You could be in a movie, right? And you sit 10 people to see the same scene, and you'll get 10 different
yep.
reactions.
Yeah.
He'll think it's funny. She'll think it sucks. He'll think it's great.
That's such like, a good take.
You never, and you can sit in front of an art piece. He'll appreciate it. She won't get it. Like, you never know.
It's so true.
But if you press play, it's the only art form that has a tempo, that has a time signature, where it makes you move along with whoever's listening to that. If it's 10,000 people, if it's 1,000,000 people, they're all gonna move in the same pattern, in the same wavelength, in the same frequency, connected in that moment. No other art form can do that.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
It is.
You know?
And and you don't need to speak the same language. And to me, drums is a universal language.
For sure. So like when I show them.
She disagrees.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
She gave me a look.
I just looked. I'm listening. I'm active listening.
Yeah, you're a good listener.
Speak your mind.
Her brain is always. I feel her brain moving sometimes.
I thought you said something too.
You heard me think something?
Yeah, I heard you think something.
We heard you think something.
I was actually. No, I didn't have anything to share yet.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
I was formulating.
I think we create with the audience, and it's the most amazing feeling.
I feel like I've put so much thought and like emotions into like the sound of it. That's what I mean, like the synchronicity that a project like this, or a decision, a choice that you make to say, you know what, I'm gonna see this through, but because I wanna see where it takes me, you know, and I believe in my intentions, where they're at, like, and I believe in what I'm doing, what I'm investing time into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It brings you conversations where like, yo, sometimes I play it and someone will say, yo, I love that, but you know, that's it. Or, you know, they'll hear it and they didn't really say much about it or whatnot. But then you play it to people and they're like, yo, which has happened to me with this project. They're like, can you send me that? I wanna work on that. I wanna produce that. Dímelo Nino. He did one of the productions of the, and it's because we were in my living room, a random night. He wasn't even supposed to be there. I play a piece of it and he's like,
he got excited.
Yo, can you send me that? And it was the best decision I ever made. Because
love
when I sent it to him, like what he brought to it,
you
would have never thought. Like he would have never gone to me to like, hey, you want to do a, because
right.
our styles are so different.
Right.
But, you know, la vida nos puso en el preciso momento, like life
divine time. Nothing is a coincidence.
It's right? not. It's not. And when you hear that song right now, as of now, which is the song that I played in the car, it's really the one that embodies the potential of the sound, of what the sound of what that universe, that world, fusioning these elements that we are, like, could sound like, you know? So I'm excited to see what journey it takes me on to bring it to life visually, to bring it to life, you know, sound-wise. And
experience-wise?
And yeah.
It's really exciting.
Experience-wise.
You guys are gonna I mean, I can't imagine what it's gonna end up sounding like, because when you showed us those little pieces, It already, you feel the world. It feels like you're in the world. And that's my favorite thing about albums and like listening to albums, which we still very much do. Mm-hmm. I would rather put out an album than a playlist. Because when I would fall in love with an album, I literally get to know it. There are certain songs that when I'm in a certain mood, I want to listen to, you know, certain songs that maybe I'll make it halfway and then skip. Like I have this relationship with the album and it becomes this living entity.
For sure. Yeah.
So I can't wait to jump in whatever that world is, and you guys are going to freaking love it.
So I'm working on that. You know, I love what I'm doing there. We're producing film, producing TV. We did two movies the beginning of this year in Puerto Rico. We shot them over there with our team over there, which producing is so
crazy. Much fun.
It's so much fun. It's so crazy. Cause like
it's crazy.
As an actor, it's one thing, but like to see all the things that go into making a production happen.
It's insane.
That's been a process that I've been enjoying like tremendously.
And I'm sure it also helps you appreciate the other side even more.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps me appreciate the whole, like, you get so closed in your bubble, mm-hmm. and you focus in so much on your process, you don't realize that every other person has, you know, a process parallel to yours that's helping to add to the sum of the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know. So, and you know it, like you know it. You know it takes a village. You know it takes a team. But like when you're actually in it, when you actually have to like shadow them to learn, or you actually have to like, you know,
or steer
coordinate
the
this or coordinate that.
That's
or
what I was gonna say. Like
steer it. Then you know for real.
I see you with Jem all the time because you know she steers the ship. And there are times where, you know, I go to work on my music or I turn off my brain and I can separate in a certain way that she can't.
Yeah.
Because something about producing too is like, if you take a break, the whole operation, you know, crumbles. So you have to have this like...
There just has to always be somebody at the steering wheel.
No, and I think that the key is that you have to be really passionate. If you're at the head of anything... You can get through things and you can learn and acknowledge your faults, but you have to have passion for what you do. Those are the most successful people that I've met, you know, including you.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a very passionate guy. And
you can tell you love what you do.
You sat here and talked about food and restaurants like an art form, which I agree. Right. But so it makes me sad because a lot of people don't experience life like that. And they don't see life. And to me, that's what gives my world color.
Yeah.
Like the world is so effed. So sorry, world. It's not you. I love you, planet.
Right.
It's us. We eff it up. And, so you know, I think this is hell, but that's a whole other.
That's another podcast episode.
damn.
But it gives my life color. It gives me purpose. You know?
I get it. But you know what, though? Like, I think that this is a perfect example of life. What's going on? Right now, this moment.
In what
like
way?
Because you realize that reality's perception.
Mm-hmm.
Like
totally.
Literally. Like everyone is programmed so differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the way you express yourself right now, but I've felt that. There have been moments in my life where I've felt exactly what you're saying right now. And then, you know, comes a day where I'm like, oh, life is so beautiful. You know, like this is so
incredible. It must be nice.
But you know what that teaches me? It teaches me that it's like nothing in life really has a set meaning to it.
Yeah, my cousin literally says nothing matters.
It's us that puts the meaning to things. And
power
it's
is how
perception. It's very powererful.
Yeah.
It's super
everything,
powerful.
Everything, I mean,
super
literally.
Super powerful.
Hello, our entire...
I'm not going to pay any bills.
Well, I was just about to say that our entire concept of currency is the assigning of a value to a piece of paper.
Yeah, right. Like fuck that.
My money is numbers on a screen.
Right.
Like, it's made up. There's not a room in a bank in the world somewhere that has my money in a... Like, that, it's all...
We've all agreed universally to give, you know, this piece of paper value.
Exactly.
Of course, and abide by, you know, the system that, you know, the powers of be. And by the way, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I know that you're...
I am a conspiracy theorist.
What up?
I wasn't going to share. I wasn't going to share a conspiracy theory.
And prepare now for the conspiracy segment of the episode.
No.
Are we'll get we sued. Really here?
Oh, that's
not okay. No, I'm kidding.
I don't think
I'm
we
kidding.
Are.
Like, actually.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
That's not. But I also wasn't going to say a conspiracy. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Well, I
was super excited.
Do you want to? Do you want to dive into some conspiracy?
I don't know.
Do you have a good one that you want to let me into?
Yeah, no, but listen to me. We go down that hole. There's no coming out.
You're right, you're right.
For real.
Post-podcast.
Post-podcast. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we have a very... Where's my other... Oh, here it is. My ass hurts.
Okay. Oh, what?
Before you leave us today, and before we go... What?
I'm so sad.
Oh, you're sad?
Yeah.
By the way, space juice. Space juice.
See, full of ideas.
Space juice.
No, but we should give people water with like green food coloring. Okay.
That's sick. That'd be sick. That's sick. I like that.
Ooh, I just threw up in my mouth. Okay.
Oh.
He said, oh.
Oh. También.
Before you leave us, I really hope you know you're back. Welcome back on
anytime.
The ship anytime.
Whenever.
We could sit here for hours and
for
talk
real.
To you.
Me too.
To talk, for cafe,
Me too.
Parada.
Vegan croqueta that I'm going to try.
Yeah, but now we got to warm it up.
We're going to put it in the toaster oven. Yeah.
Anyway, before we go to everybody's favorite Oshkosh News Network, I would love to hear what is in the future for you and where to look out for you in these next couple years. And also, if you have any advice for anybody out there that, you know, loves creating and like maybe can't find a connection to it.
Damn. I mean, I don't know, you know, like what I feel to say, because, and this is only because I've lived, like the experiences that I've collected have led me to like this being, these being like the lessons that I've taken with me the most, right? At this point in my life, is that I would highly incentivize anyone that wants to like create or be in the creative world to not attach their self-worth to the definition of like society's success. You know, don't attach your worth to your product or whatever it is you're creating, you know, getting validation or succeeding, because then you just you're capping your full potential. You know, I feel like if you fall in love with the creative process and you truly fall in love with like the community that it creates, if you have a healthy relationship with the why you do it, I feel like that's the most important question when you're gonna create something. Why are you doing it? Mm-hmm. Why are you doing it? And then who are you doing it for? Right? Because like I actually heard a saying once that said, success is measured by the size of the problem you're solving multiplied by the amount of people you're solving it for. Right? And when I heard that, I was like, wow, there's power in that statement. But you can even kind of shape it, like if you were to shape that same phrase to personal success, the size of the problem you're solving multiplied by the amount of people you're solving it for, and ultimately you is such a big number.
Yes.
Such a huge number. So that phrase for me, it applies to even self, like your journey with yourself, as opposed to the why outside of yourself. You know, why are you doing it? And I feel like, you know, if that why and that who is in the right place, the outcome, you're gonna love. You're gonna love it. No matter you're gonna feel successful regardless of what the outcome of something with the right intention, you know, is done as a creative, as a creator. I just think that that's such a very big purpose to carry, you know. So
beautiful.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
And in regards to where you, like, you know, as you know, we're working on the album, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm very excited on the real estate side, what we're doing. Like, I got the yes. chance to go back to my hometown, Hialeah, where I'm from, and partner up with some amazing dudes, you know, and partner up with the biggest real estate developer in the city of Hialeah, which is the fifth largest city in the state of Florida.
You a know lot of people, it. Wild.
A lot of people don't know that. But it's a massive, massive, massive market. Mm-hmm. And what I love about Hialeah, that I truly, genuinely can say that I'm a Miami boy.
Yes,
not a lot of places in Miami have the roots, mm-hmm. like the culture and yep. the roots and that pride yeah. that Hialeah has. Like, you don't see it. Like, I've never heard someone say, hey, don't talk about Briggle like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never be like, you know what I'm saying?
Keep Briggle's name out your mouth.
Yeah, keep Briggle's name out your mouth. Like, I've never heard that in my life. Like, and you can apply that to, like, I've never heard that from Miami Beach. I'm from Miami Beach, man.
Yeah.
I've never heard that. Never. Like, we have that Brooklyn pride.
And
Hialeah, I've always said that H is for hustle, because you're taught that.
La ciudad del progreso.
And I really love what that stands for. And on the real estate side, and a creative.
Hell yeah.
To be able to partner up, and you see now the entertainment district that we're developing over at Amenity
hell
District.
Yeah.
You guys were out.
Go visit him in Hialeah. He's hot. He's got food trucks, delicious, and that... I'm excited to see what
And it's a part of my childhood, because my uncle, that's the first business that he had when he came to this country. He was a food truck driver.
Oh my God. But like Lonchero.
So there's story. There's prayer. Like, people like may see like an alley of food trucks and they're like, oh, that's a cool. But there's like, there's a reason
there's
for
a vibe
it. There's
too.
A reason yeah. for everything we're doing there.
It's got tremendous you know? Vibe.
So I'm really excited about what we're creating on the real estate side. And I love
it. I'm telling you, reconsider that mayor position.
No. I like my life.
We creatives can't be tied down.
We can't. I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you.
No.
Like, I just, like, I know a lot of politicians, and respect to, like, put your life under that type of pressure, because we all face, like, different pressure, but, like, I could, like, have a drink at a bar.
Right.
You know, and
yeah, I'm good.
Nobody's
going to pass.
Nobody's going to be like, you know, pass. What are you doing here? Yeah. Drinking your sorrows away.
Collecting experiences.
Like, you can't see a mayor getting drunk at a bar.
No, you can't.
And by the way, why? You would think, I mean, at the end of the day, I get it. Like, yes, they have a lot of responsibilities and whatnot, but they're human beings too. Maybe we just need politicians that are willing to normalize, you know, the persona that they give
New Zealand Parliament just elected the youngest person to ever be a part of the parliament. She's 21 years old.
She's 2 months old.
I thought, you know what? Like, would you ever see Mayor Steve Bobo sitting here in space in my whole world? Like,
maybe.
Yeah.
By the way, if there's a mayor that would do it, I think that guy would do it. He's cool as hell. I swear to God. Like, I got mad love for him.
Well, at least do you have a key already? He's got to give you a key.
Key to Hialeah?
I always said, I was like, I know the key to a city is like a like token of like,
yes.
You know, but I've always said, like, people should be involved in giving a key to the city. Like, there should be a vote.
Look, we're going to call your dad.
You know what I'm saying? Because
like a people's choice key.
What does, like, imagínate.
Right.
A people's choice key.
Que abre esta llave, caballero. So, like, it's like, but it's usually the politicians that give it, which is nice.
Yeah.
But for the people to be a part of giving
that would be even nicer.
La llave de mi casa.
We're going to call your dad. He's going to bring the limo, dust off the limo. And we're going to show up at City Hall.
Yeah.
And pretend you're a politician.
It's funny because for a
he's
long time
he's the Prime Minister of Canada.
For a long time I thought I wanted to go into politics because I care a lot about like different humanitarian issues and I would like to think that I could be a problem solver at that level, but then I realized what you just said, which is I'd have to answer to somebody, and that I cannot do.
Yeah,
I can't.
And it's crazy. I've always like, because honestly speaking, even as a politician, like you have to understand that you could have all the intentions in the world of changing things, but at the end of the day, we live in a system where they've made the president a part of the system, mm-hmm. but not the integral part of the system.
Yeah.
The president will be replaced every 4 years, every 8 years. It's the power behind the power that keeps the system and the machine running.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you have to know truly how intricate and deep that system is rooted and works. And you have to have relationships, and you have to have a series of so many things and timing and other allies and the right allies and whatnot to change an entire machine. It's not rigged that way. But and that's why local municipality, like, we should vote more and we should
in our
care
local
more
governments
about our local
government. Because we can actually absolutely. Do
because
something.
We can make more change. We truly can. Like, yeah, yo, we have a mayor now in Hialeah that honestly, if it wasn't for that mayor, like the things about entertainment, like our generation having a seat at the table, mm-hmm. you know, is important. That's something that local municipality can really, really help.
Yes.
With. Like, all right, hey, it's your turn. How can we, like, what can we do?
Yeah.
Our parks and rec system. Dude, I'd love to see it resemble a little more like reality nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like a baseball field, a basketball court. That's not, I love those things. I grew up going out to parks and whatnot, but that's not the reality nowadays. Like, that's not the only reality. Like, how do we have a park that still looks like it did 100 years ago?
It, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the innovation yeah. and renovation there? You know, so like
yeah.
forward-thinking local municipalities that can really bring solutions and want to work along with city members and whatnot, that's essential. And only the people can create that type of opportunity for themselves if, like, we cared more about voting locally. You know, yeah. I think it's important as hell.
And he says Canada, he doesn't want to be mayor.
No.
He's like, God damn it.
That was super mayor.
Yeah,
though.
That was super mayor of you. I'm damn. Like, he's got my
no,
vote.
Now we take that clip and we make a fake. We like, make we make, we like sign you
campaign.
Up. Like, hi. I'm
Jen Carlos Canella.
I'm running for
no, would you take just that look piece, into this camera speech, yeah. really quickly and just
Steve,
say,
bro, Steve, no.
Choose me, pick me. Love me. Say that, please.
I can't do it.
Okay, guys. Is everybody ready to find out what's happening in outer space?
Yes.
You're not the only one working hard. Outer space works harder. Get ready for everybody's favorite news network, Space News! All right, Earthlings, this week in space. Space News Icon Award is going to be announced December 5th, which also happens to be my birthday. That's right. So we're going to be celebrating prestigious honors in space, and I don't want to toot my own horn or nominate myself, but vote for me. It's my birthday.
Okay.
All right.
That was awesome, by the way. I only knew how to say that she was going to say my birthday because it's like the fifth take we do.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now he's shading me for space news.
Yeah.
Okay. Scientists have discovered the ghost of an ancient megaplate that just... Scientists have... you guys... I'm...
Get through it! What is this?
I can't.
You're a professional.
I'm sorry. Brings out the worst in me. It's his fault. All right. Scientists have discovered the ghost of an ancient megaplanet that disappeared 20 million years ago. You can now see footage captured by NASA of this ghost planet going woogity, 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 and haunting all the other planets for revenge.
This is for real?
Is that fake?
So the first half is always true, and the second part is always a lie. And now, what everybody has been waiting for.
Yo, but hold on. What do you mean the ghost of a planet?
Yeah,
that part's real.
No, come on.
Yeah.
How do you find the ghost of a planet?
Well, go look it up.
Really?
I just read
this
the
is
news.
Just the news.
What's the source here?
What do you mean?
It's Space
the
news.
People's favorite oh. source of news.
Oh, okay. Space
okay. News. Yeah. All right,
sorry.
Yeah. Space News is the actual website. It's called Space News.
Oh.
Anyway, all right. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. The eclipse. Mercury is no longer in reggaeton, but the sun is here to F you all up. So open up that third eye, stage oh, all geez. Of your holes, and hope for the best.
What'd you say about your holes?
This has been
Space News!
Why was that? Well, I can't say it enough. Thank you for joining us. You're welcome to you guys out there. I've been ending the show with that lately because we have some awesome people sitting across from us. So just the beginning of this conversation. Unfortunately, you guys won't hear the rest, but sucks to be you. Thanks for listening to this one.
I love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
See you next week. Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Moonflower Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.